Welcome. Palms Christian Church presents Prayer and Praise with Sister Kelly of Palms Christian Church, located at 9221 Reading Road, with the Reverend Dr. Patrick Barrow. Check out Sunday morning service at 11 a.m. And now, Prayer and Praise with Sister Kelly.
Cincinnati, Dayton, Columbus, Northern Kentucky, Louisville, Lexington, and Indianapolis. Welcome to Alms Christian Church Presents Prayer and Praise. I'm Sister Kelly, and today we're going to have a lovely conversation with Pastor Zion McGregor. Now, he is the pastor of Zion Baptist Church, located right there in the heart of Avondale. You'll also hear it sometimes called Zion, Cincinnati. And we are so blessed that he came in to talk to us and tell us a little bit about himself. And on September 22nd, he has his first anniversary coming up, his first pastoral anniversary coming up. So without further delay, let me let you hear the conversation we had with Pastor McGregor. Now, this is Sister Kelly on Prayer and Praise. And today I have a very special guest with me, Reverend Zion McGregor. And he is the pastor of Zion Baptist Church, located at 630 Glenwood Avenue, 45229, right there in the heart of Avondale. Reverend McGregor, how are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great.
Good. So it's nice to have you on here. And, you know, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. My name is Zion McGregor, pastor of the Zion Baptist Church, affectionately now known as Zion Cincinnati. And I have been called to pastor this church. I'm celebrating 1 year. The first Sunday in August made a full year. And we'll be celebrating on September 22nd at 10:30. We will have a guest dynamic preacher in from Greater New Life Baptist Church of Waco, Texas, Pastor Samuel James Doyle. And then at 4 o'clock, we will have the Omega Baptist Church and Dr. Joshua Ward will be sharing with us at 4 o'clock. And we just want to invite all of the beautiful and wonderful people of Cincinnati out to come and join us and celebrate not just the pastor, but celebrate the church as a whole and this monumental achievement.
Yes. Now, Pastor McGregor, you know, tell the people why church is so important nowadays. A lot of people during COVID, they've fallen away. They've lost track of the part where it says you must gather together and assemble with the saints. Can you tell them why they need to come to church?
Absolutely. I speak to this in a book that I contributed to, Urban Apologetics, Restoring Black Dignity with the Gospel, edited by Dr. Eric Mason. I wrote chapter 5, and I'll say here what I said then, that the reason that the church matters and why people need to attend is because life has real consequence. What you believe matters because what you believe has eternal consequence.
Yes.
And the church is the only institution that has an eternal message, a message that is translatable, that is, from this life into the next. Mm-hmm. And so this is why the church matters. And let me go further and say for your listeners that the African-American church matters most, particularly to the African-American experience, because in situations like George Floyd and in situations like Tamir Rice, there are clergy who are outside the African-American context that simply will not speak to the plight, the pain, and the experience. And this is what makes the African-American church so distinctive, is that the African-American pulpit, the African-American pastor, is the person who will speak prophetically to the plight, circumstances, issues, and concerns of the community.
Yes.
And that people can look to the pulpit, not only see themselves, but they can hear a very familiar perspective, but they also can find answers and hope. And that's why the Black church matters.
I love that you said that, because just thinking about the African-American experience and looking back in our history, the church has always been the cornerstone of the life of the African-American person. So everything you said was right on point, and thank you for sharing that with us. Now, you are from the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, okay?
That's correct.
And yes, I got some people that I know from down there, and you probably know of these people too, the Manns, David and Tamala.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, they sing and they minister to us in many different ways, but definitely in singing. So it would only be befitting that I asked you, what is one of your favorite gospel songs?
My favorite gospel song, I'll say it fluctuates depending on the season of life that I'm in. But I will say at the present moment, Darrell Coley's When Sunday Comes is my favorite gospel song. I listen to it every Sunday morning. I listen to it various times throughout the week. And it's just a song that moves me because it's a timeless piece. There's no generation that it cannot minister to. And there's a hope in the song. And no matter what you're going through, he reminds us that we're an Easter people living in a Good Friday world. And that if you can just get to Sunday, when Sunday comes, Sunday is this day when hope is renewed. Sunday is this day when the Lord shows up in our life with resurrecting power. So Sunday is a day of promise. And so when Sunday comes is the song, I would say, that for me speaks the most to me at this current season of my life.
Yes, yes. When Sunday Comes is one of my favorites as well. You know, I often play it. And with that, I want to transition a little bit. Pastor McGregor, if you had a message to give to the young folks, I know you see across the nation where there are high levels of violence, high levels of confusion, and high levels of even lack of education for our younger generation. What would you say to them if you had them right here and you could speak with them right now?
What I would say to them is that it's very important to seek a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And very simply and succinct, here's why. It's because the reason that God matters and why you need God is because life makes sense with God. And until you have a reconciled relationship, you're basically spinning your wheels. The street life, which I'm not unfamiliar with, it takes no prisoners. There is no great retirement for gangsters. There's no great outcome in the street life. It always ends bad. And for whatever reason, that seems to be attractive. But I would tell them, and I would speak to them and say, that there is a risen Savior who loves you regardless of who you are. He loves you regardless of where you are, and he can meet you where you are and lift you to where you need to be. And I want to invite you to come on Sunday, but also you can come by and schedule some time to meet with me. I would love to talk to any young person one-on-one and really answer their questions that they may have. So please visit us over at Zion Baptist Church, a.k.a. Zion Cincinnati, at 630 Glenwood Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45229. We'd love to have you.
Yes, and Pastor, as we get ready to bring this to a close, and I've really just enjoyed talking with you today, and I wish you the happiest anniversary, you, your family, and your church flock to have a wonderful anniversary. Would you like to leave some words of impression on Greater Cincinnati?
Absolutely. Titus 3:14 says, our people must also learn to engage in good deeds to meet pressing needs so that they will not be unproductive. In Zion Cincinnati, we are committed to connecting people to Christ and community. And we want to invite all those persons who are longing, looking, and listening to have questions answered, who may be saved but you are currently without a church home. We want to invite you to come and just give us a try. I want to meet you. We want to love on you. We want to pray with you and pray for you. We want to serve you and serve alongside you. I want to be your pastor, and we want to be your family. And so I want to make sure that I invite you out, personally invite all who are listening, particularly couples. We want to minister to couples who want to make a bad marriage good and a good marriage great. If that sounds like something you're interested in, we invite you to come to Zion Baptist Church, also known as Zion Cincinnati. If you're a Christian single and you want to find a place that nurtures your integrity, but also ministers to your longing for a spouse, we want to help you marry well. So we invite you to come to Zion Baptist Church, also known as Zion Cincinnati. So please come out and join us as we connect people to Christ and community. God bless you.
Pastor McGregor, we thank you so much for your time today. We have enjoyed having you on Prayer and Praise. Again, everybody, his anniversary celebration. His anniversary celebration will be on September 22nd with two services, one starting at 10:30 a.m. and another starting at 4 p.m. Please come out and let's celebrate this wonderful pastor that's lifting up the name of Jesus and building the kingdom of God. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Now let's pray. Father God, thank you for our interview with Pastor McGregor. Bless him in his anniversary and bless his church right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, please bless every man, woman, and child in the sound of my voice and in this area. Make a way for everybody, Father God. Heal those that need healing. Provide opportunities to those looking for an opportunity. And Father God, please forgive us all of our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.